up front. Gather round. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to wrap up and decide talk about next steps very briefly. And I know there's a lot of excitement out there. I know a lot of energy has been created today, and I don't want to lose that, but I do want to focus us for a minute or two. So, Dr. O'Malley, if you could sit down, please. So, thank you. Back to the beginning. I'm, again, Rich Delaney. First of all, I want to make a comment. Thank you. For an organization, for a conference that had so much jam-packed into the schedule and so much excitement, we're only 4 minutes behind time at the end of the day, which is pretty darn good. So thank you for that. And I know in our breakout group downstairs, we could have kept cooking along, and I hope the others were in the same way, but those are great sessions at the end. So just in a quick way to tie all this together, first of all, some thank yous. Thank you to all of you for the staying power and for your good energy and for your brilliant ideas and insights. They're not going to be lost, and we'll tell you why in a minute. Thank you for all of those who served on the panels. All four panels were absolutely outstanding. Every single person was fabulous, great ideas. And if you were any of the panelists are here, thank you very much. And fortunately, we've had them all videotaped, so I think those will be hopefully on our little bit antiquated website, but we're going to update that. We just decided in our session downstairs and make that really vibrant and robust. But I also want to give a big shout out to our colleague and friend Janet Williams right here beside me. There's a whole planning committee. There's several people in the planning committee. I'm not going to throw anything. But Mon Cochran, our executive director, and Janet Williams, our associate director, volunteers all the time, really pulled this together. So thank you guys so much. It's really terrific. But the big step right now is I really want to implore you not to do what I confess I've done in other conferences, walk out that door and say, well, I did my 8 hours for climate change. I'm on to the next thing. You know, there's another conference next week on housing. Oh, I'm going to do that. We don't have the luxury of letting go of what we did and wait another year. We have to all leave that room, this room, with commitments, individual, organizational, in every other which way, to take all the good ideas and the actions that we started to cook up this afternoon and put them into action, right? You heard that statement from all of our speakers. You heard Senator Markey. You know we don't have time to waste. We don't have a year to waste. We don't have a month to waste. And I just want to reinforce that because in the first session this morning, you heard a lot of people talk about targets, 80% reduction by 2050, 20% reduction by this, 100% reduction by that date. None of them actually used probably the most researched and solid target, which comes from the International Panel on Climate Change. And they say that we must, global CO2, greenhouse gas emissions, have to be cut in half, 50%, in 10 years, right? 2030. That's just around the corner. That means we have to do a heavy lifting right up front. Not the easy, low-hanging fruit building up. We have to get to the big stuff, the transformational stuff, right away. So that statement, the full statement says, if we want to have a chance, a feasible chance of meeting the 1.5 degrees Celsius target at any time in the future, if we don't cut 50% in the next 10 years, we're not likely to have it, and we will be heading toward some of the catastrophic tipping points that we've all heard about. So it's not the end of the world if we don't hit it in 10 years, but it starts to be pretty serious. So I want to make sure you know, and I just would say that because that's the urgency we have to work with. So what are the next steps? Well, what you'll hear, and if you go on our website, well, we'll be communicating with you in many ways. Janet has all of the your emails, I hope. If she doesn't, please share them so we can follow up with you guys. And a lot of the stuff will be on our website. You might want to take a look at that and follow us that way anyway. It's just capecodclimate.org. I think there may be some information on that in the green folder, but if not, you'll see that we have a lot of information about success stories. We have the reports from our last year's meeting. We have a really terrific carbon footprint calculator that we talked downstairs about maybe using for yourself or for your family or as an educational tool in the classroom. So follow us that way. But what you'll hear from us next in terms of next steps, number one, we will compile all the input from this afternoon, from the today, and especially this afternoon's sessions. We will then assemble into teams, we'll create and assemble teams, and hopefully all of you who have raised your hand to volunteer for one team or another, even be a leader for one of the teams. But we'll work with you to focus, to get teams that will focus and work on specific climate actions. And that effort really is going to be big. It means we need everybody to participate in every different sector. And since we've modeled this whole Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative on the Paris Accord, where 196 presidents representing countries came together and they all raised their hand to voluntarily commit to doing some work to reach net zero or at least reduce CO2, that's what we're asking you to do the same thing. We all need to make that kind of commitment. So the next thing you'll get from us is a survey. And the survey will ask you in more detail which of the subcommittee or the breakout sessions did you go to? Would you, if you didn't sign up then, would you sign up to take one of the actions, take leadership role in one of the actions, or even just a support role in some of the actions? That's how we're going to build these teams. And once we get that together, then we will expect a lot of action will take place between now and the next time we get together here for the third Net Zero Conference. So that's pretty simple, but that's what you can expect, and I really hope you're going to stay energized and commit to doing your part, because we need absolutely everybody. Another next step in a different but parallel way is even more immediate, and Executive Director of the Cape Cod Commission, Christy Santori, announced this today, but I just want to reinforce this. There will be the commission on behalf of Barnstable County will be conducting four listening sessions, four similar to what we did today, to ask people in Barnstable County to offer ideas and advice about how the county and the Cape Cod Commission can move forward with action plans around reducing CO2. And the Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative is full partner with that deal. We'll be sitting beside Christy. We'll be, because we're doing this, we've started that process here. It would be really cool if Christy's process at the end generated a whole bunch of proposed actions that are parallel to what we just proposed, and then we'd really reinforce each other, and we know exactly what the priorities are. So those will take place on October 21st, 22nd, and 29th. If you haven't picked up one of these cards, are there any more left, Christy? Okay, they're around. There's some back there. So please put that on your calendar. I know there are lots of other events, and you've heard about a bunch of them today. I'm not trying to try to go through all of them because there's just too many. But one of the ideas that came out of our session on education is we're going to try to build the Cape Cod Climate Change Clever website into what we initially envisioned it to be, which is a nice information exchange network where all of you can post all of the various climate change-related activities, and we can share that data so you can know in one, go to one site and find out what's going on. Because the more we reinforce and support each other's activities, the better this campaign and this movement will be. So that is, I think, all I have to say, except once again, thank you all. Carry on. Listen to Senator Markey's encouraging and inspiring words that you know, we're all in this together, and we really can turn it around. And we've begun, but we can't let it rest. Go out the door determined to build the campaign. And again, thank you very much for coming. It's great.